The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 388.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an MC and an actress, and I'm really excited to have her on to share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Swati Sharma. Swati, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hey, hi, all listeners of Sheena. It's so wonderful connecting with you, Sheena. Thank you so much for doing this. I feel so nice whenever I see, you know, lovely women like you being, you know, like carving a niche for yourself. And yeah, about me, I'm just a normal Indian girl. I live a very regular life. My personal life has these two cats in the house. And my professional life consists of going on stage, representing brands who have hundreds of crores or thousands of crores of turnover. So I go there, I represent them on their events, I host their events, and that's part of my work, that's part of my professional identity.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Swati, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote, actually, I had two, but then I had to select one. So the one would be, it's not about the size of the girl in the fight, but the size of fight in the girl. So because I'm 5'3 myself, so yeah.
Awesome. Well, I like that quote because, you know, some people feel like, you know, one person can't make a difference, not realizing like one person can. And it's just about like how much passion and how much, you know, heart you have to go out there and just do it, right? Just go out there and do it. So I really like what you mentioned, and it doesn't matter like if you're 5'3", right? As long as you have that passion, that drive, you can go out there and do it. So thanks for sharing that quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think self-confidence is your ability to believe in yourself and believe that, yes, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. And even if you don't know it completely, you can learn it. You know, and you don't have to know everything. You don't know how to talk when you were in the womb of your mother, right? You didn't know how to write. You didn't know how to walk. So you learned a lot. So you have come a long way. So if you can learn from there to here, then you can learn more also. So be confident about your skills, that you can learn the skills that you want to explore and the things that you want to excel in.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I always believe that too. I mean, we all don't start knowing every single thing under the sun, but if we can learn to figure it out along the way, I mean, we will. So it's just having that drive and the persistence to keep on doing it. So great definition. And Swati, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before I pursued self-confidence, before I, you know, came to a point where I was like, no, yeah, I have to go on my own way. I can't go by what people say, because people always expected around me, especially expected me to do a regular job, expected me to, you know, what's coming monthly. And now, like, I'm in a job where there's no monthly, you know, I have to, like, it's a per day thing. I'm a freelancer. So because of the background I come from, it is a very different world. This is like an alien world to the people in that place. So, but then at that point, I was very sad, basically. I was just like, there was no life in me. I was just walking through, you know, it's happening. Like, I'm not living my life. So that was pretty, like, you know, not very good. It was a very melancholy feeling.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's something we've all been through, right? Especially growing up as an Asian woman, we're just told what to do. Go to school, get a job, get married, work for the rest of your life till you're 60 or 65. And you know, when we step out of that one path, people think that, oh, you're going nuts. You know, what are you doing with your life? There's no security. Not realizing, like, there's so many other ways to live your life. And it's not just that one path. And what was that point in your life when you realized you can go out there and do your own thing? What was that aha moment?
So then after I left my normal job and I started doing like some hostessing in events and all. So at that point, no, once I was doing a mobile expo, it was for Motorola, and I was on the stall and I was just representing this one mobile and I was telling people about its features and all normally. And in the center of the stall, there was an area, which was an activity area, where this female was holding the mic and she was, you know, gathering crowd, playing games with them. And, you know, every time she would start, everybody would stop and just watch her. Like, all activities stopped on the stall and around the stall. And I was just looking at her. At that time, I was 17. And I was just looking and I was like, yeah, I can also do that. Rather, you know what? I think I can do that better. So that was like my aha moment. And I found out about what she was doing. And they said it's an emceeing. So I didn't even know what emceeing is at that time. But I just knew that I can do that. And it'd be nice. And I got to also know that, okay, how much is she getting? And they were like, oh, she must be getting some 8,000 Indian rupees a day. And I was like, wow, I have to do that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And you know, it's great when you can see one person doing something. It's just like, if it's possible for one person, it's possible for you as well, right? And
yeah, like, I'm not making airplane for the first time. Like, I'm doing something people have already done.
Yeah. So I mean, it was great that you're able to go out there and realize like it's possible for you as well, if not even better. And because of that realization, what's your life been like now?
It's been great. I think, I would be so lifeless if I had not taken that journey. And, you know, you can even own your mistakes. And even your mistakes are like medals, you know, because you went out there and you did, you know, you faced every challenge and you grow as a person. And my life is so good that I get to meet great people. I get to meet great sports personalities. I get to meet great Bollywood personalities. I made such amazing friends, corporate people, leaders. You know, when you meet them, you know, your whole thought process expands about, oh, what the real world is. And the world is so big. And it's not just a 9-to-5 job. And there is so much to learn. And I get to do all that. And I get 5-star hospitality everywhere I go, thankfully. So I think that's something I say to myself. You know, event management, the event industry is the best boyfriend I could get, because I get so pampered by the agencies that hire me.
Awesome. And I like that. That's a great luxury that you're getting right now. So, you know,
that's what that is. If you're a good artist, you are appreciated and valued.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Swati, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would like to tell her, stay patient and keep on working. Don't give up. Don't give up, keep on working, and don't stop working. Because, just don't listen to what other people say. Block the negativity out. Like, believe in yourself and believe in your work. Consistent work. You can beat any odds with consistent, focused work. But, you know, if you don't have that, then it doesn't matter how much talent you have or how much gift you have. You can waste it. If you are not consistent, if you're not focused, if you're not humble. So with humility, keep on working. And, you know, if you have like 1% also in you, you will definitely get to a certain point where you'll be making living through it. That's all we need to do, right?
Awesome. Well, thanks for that great tips that you mentioned to us. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, you can connect with me on my Facebook page. It is at iofficialswati. And then there's an Instagram, which is at officialswati, and Twitter.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Swati, you can also head on over to the taofselfconfidence.com and search for Swati's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Swati for taking the time today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
You know, I would like to share this quick story with you if I have a minute. Just before I suddenly realized it's 10:30 and I have to call you and we have to talk. You know, when I had entered my house got robbed today, by the way. So somebody just entered my house and just, you know, created a mess of it. So maybe I can show you slightly. So it's still like messy. You know, all the things are outside and, you know, I don't know what they got. I have to still check. So I'm sorry, I was a minute late on my podcast because of that. Because like suddenly I was like, you know, I just came from an event today. And when I opened my house and so this was the scene that was going on. So but then I just saw it's 10:31. I better call Sheena now.
Oh my God, sorry to hear that, but you know, I really appreciate you coming on the show regardless, despite what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't miss it for the world. See, now I mean it.
Awesome. Well, it was really great having you on the show. And
the thing, self-confidence, keep going. Doesn't matter. Keep going. Let the show go on. The show must go on.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. Listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.